you ever need help parenting, our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, that's where you go. My older daughter, Hayden, she had a terrible earache. Like, it was just so red, and she was in so much pain. It was late at night. It was too late to get her to a doctor, so I needed to just get her through the night until I could get her to a pediatrician in the morning. So all I did was go on our Facebook page, and I wrote, "My older daughter has a terrible earache. Any home remedies until I can get her in with her doctor tomorrow?"
And people just can't help themselves. They come out with the craziest stuff.
Oh, it was incredible. Like, some of the things sounded completely normal. Like, things you've probably heard of before, like olive oil in the ear. A lot of people said that.
Listen, this is, my wife was so proud that she made that comment on your post. And I think she's crazy. Like, I mean, olive oil, great item for cooking. Other various things, maybe lubricating the joints on doors in your house. But it's just another snake oil thing. You guys find a fruit that you like and you rub it on everything and think that that fixes it. Might as well be a rhinoceros horn and you're in Asia. It's just not real.
Millie wrote, have your younger daughter pee in a cup and then put a few drops of the baby urine in the ear because that always cures everything. And what shocked me was so many people agreed with her.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no world where I have my little one pee in a cup and then I put it in my big one's ear. She'll have a heart attack before I ever let that happen.
It's the same thing. There's like that whole urine-devoted people, right? There's people that believe it's medication. You're not putting that on me.
But there were a few things I did do. I put some Vicks vapor rub around her ear. That worked. The warm compress. And then there was one other thing I did. The problem was, is that she immediately told the doctor the next day and she may have gotten me in trouble. So, Hayden, when Daddy took you to the doctor, what did the doctor ask you?
He said, like, what medications did you take or what did you do?
And what did you say?
I said, my mom gave me vodka.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That was the full sentence. That was the way it was stated. That was the statement that was made.
Mm-hmm. Then did Daddy explain that I put the vodka in your ear like the internet told me to do?
No, the doctor just had a really puzzled look on his face. And I said, she like put two drops in my ear. And then he said, that's a new method. Never heard it before.
Well, clearly he's never been on the Anna and Raven Facebook page.
I mean, I'm just glad he didn't call the authorities immediately.
Right.
She gave me vodka. What a great idea.
So wait a minute. Well, after you told him about the vodka in the ear, did you tell him that it actually worked?
No.
But it did though, right?
I mean, sure.
She passed out that night, but she still went to the doctor. I mean, she was still there. You're still clearly in some sort of pain.
Well, yeah. Now she's on antibiotics.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Because that makes more sense.
Right. So I'm looking on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven at what other people suggested. Linda said, fill a sock with rice, tie it shut, microwave it until warm, and then have her lay on it.
So it's like a hot compress.
Right, but so, it's just made of sock rice.
Yeah, don't focus on the sock rice, right? Right?
Yeah.
What else?
Ann said, heat up salt in a pan, take the warm salt, put it on a cloth, put the cloth over the ear, and it will draw out the infection. Draw out the infection.
I mean, what? What are you talking about? Like it's some sort of bug that's going to, you know, come out of their ear or crawl out of it. Yeah. What sense does that make? Draw out the infection.
Do you have a home remedy to get rid of an ear infection? What do you have or what have you done that actually works? 1-800-330-9999. Need a home remedy for an ear infection? Just head to the Anna and Raven Facebook page. It's crazy, Raven. Whenever there is a parenting problem that I'm having, I could put a post up on our Facebook page and the mamas come to the rescue without a doubt.
And the truth is like, listen, I'm making fun of plenty of these remedies because they sound insane. But when you're in pain, you'll try anything. So yeah. You could put anything on me. It's fine.
My 13-year-old daughter, Hayden, she had, I've never seen her in so much pain. Like she was crying. She never cries. And her ear was so infected and I couldn't get her to the doctor till the next day. Everything had closed. She didn't want to go to the emergency room. So I put up this desperate mom post on our Facebook page asking for quick home remedies to get her through the night. And there's a couple that I did. I put a couple drops of vodka in her ear. Definitely helped her sleep. Well, that, the Tylenol, a little bit of Vicks vapor rub also said, and a warm compress that I made with a hot towel.
And the fact that it was 11 at night and she had been up all day.
Right.
I mean, all those things contributed to her actually falling asleep.
But do you have a home remedy for an earache? Janet wrote, Nasonex or Afrin in the nostril on the side of the infected ear. You must tug gently down on the lobe while sniffing up the nasal spray. 1-800-330-9999. Linda, what's your home remedy for earaches?
My home remedy is salt water, which might seem strange, but I used to be a swimmer, and we used to do that all the time.
Every one of these things, just there's not one of these things that I hear, and I'm like, yeah, definitely.
Just pour that right in my ear. But I would think salt water, I mean, you go to the beach, so you go in the ocean, so that seems a little more normal. The water goes in your ear anyway, the salt water.
I mean, what tells you that that has healing properties? Wow, you swim. I mean, yes, you've put something in your ear before. You've gotten it wet before.
No, that's not what she means. Swimmers get swimmer's ear all the time. They get earaches constantly.
Yeah, so you just rub more salt water on it.
Well, it's probably better than chlorine. Plus, everybody knows that salt water has a ton of healing properties. You ever get a cut and you go to the beach, you go in the water, and then like the cut is gone the next day? It's like magic.
Give me medicine. Give me actual medication.
Cassidy, what's your home remedy for earaches?
Has anyone said garlic yet?
No.
I mean, I've only heard garlic in conjunction with other things. How do you want to use the garlic?
Okay, so like you put garlic in the oven and then you wait till it cools down, obviously, and then you kind of use it like a Band-Aid, like sort of like a paste, you know what I mean?
You put it in the ear? Oh, you don't even eat the garlic. You put it in the actual ear.
What a waste of garlic to not eat it.
And if it works.
Wow. I feel like literally back in the day, medicine was like, oh, we'll either give you the leeches or we'll just, whatever we have close by, we're just going to slather on you.
I mean,
mud, garlic.
The amount of things that they're asking people on our Facebook page to shove in their children's ear.
Right?
I'm like, wow, this is a lot.
It's eye-opening.
Granted, what I did, I'm not sure if it was correct or legal for that matter, but it did kind of work.